Not for the first time, the Trump administration is rolling back an Obama-era environmental regulation. This one is aimed to cut climate-warming methane emissions from oil and gas operations. By getting rid of that rule, the administration says it wants to help drillers. But NPR's Jeff Brady reports that some big oil companies argued against changing the rules.
The announcement was delivered in Pittsburgh, in the heart of Pennsylvania's gas drilling region. In 2016, the state voted for President Trump, but polls show it leaning Democratic this year.
These rules are promises kept by the Trump administration and President Trump himself to the energy industry.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the Obama-era methane rules were illegal, and rescinding them fixes a mistake. Methane is a concern because when it escapes unburned, it's a greenhouse gas that is more than 80 times as potent as carbon dioxide, at least for the first 20 years it's in the atmosphere. The EPA says the oil industry is the largest source of methane leaks. But Wheeler says the old rules were duplicative and burdensome because some states and the industry already have programs to reduce methane emissions.
Industry already has more than enough incentive to capture methane without reporting requirements and other obligations. This is because methane is the key constituent of natural gas and a valuable commodity.
In announcing the proposed rules last year, the agency said the changes would save the industry up to $19 million a year in compliance costs. A significant concern for smaller drillers is that down the road, the Obama-era regulations also would have applied to older wells drilled before 2015. With this change, that requirement goes away. Oil industry trade groups praised the new EPA regulations. Environmental groups are critical. Peter Zalzal is with Environmental Defense Fund.
There's no scientific basis for the action that the administration is taking, and the action is opposed by a wide range of stakeholders.
Among them, big oil companies like ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell. They worry that if methane leaks continue to be a problem, that could undermine their arguments that natural gas is a cleaner burning fossil fuel than coal. The president of Shell in the U.S. called the EPA rollback frustrating and disappointing and said her company will continue its program to reduce methane emissions. While the EPA says the new regulations will not increase methane emissions, Environmental Defense Fund disputes that.
We estimate that the administration's action will increase methane pollution by about 4.5 million tons per year.
Zalzal says that's equivalent to the greenhouse gas emissions from 100 coal-fired power plants. His group plans to sue the Trump administration over these changes. That could lead to years of legal battles, even as scientists say time is running out to avoid the worst effects of climate change. There's one way this rollback could be short-lived, though. If Joe Biden wins in November and Democrats gain control of the Senate, this change and others the Trump administration finalized recently could be reversed. Jeff Brady, NPR News.